Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you. How this afternoon? How are you this afternoon? God bless you this afternoon. Got a little tongue twister going on here, but I'm excited because I'm so excited to be able to deliver the word to such an amazing people of God, the royal priesthood family. Hey, you are some of the greatest, most powerful individuals on the face of this earth. You are the sons of God, the daughters of God, the children of God, the apple of God's eye, and I am glad to be able to come into your living room, your car, your bedroom, on your internet, at work, wherever you may be at this moment. I am excited and glad to be able to come and share the word of the Lord with you on this afternoon. Glory to God. This is an amazing time, and God is doing some amazing things for some amazing people. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us. This is Prophet Dale and the Labor for Soul Harvest Ministry coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. And I want to thank our powerful, anointed engineer, Pastor Hensley, who is doing an exceptional job in radio all over the world, engineering all over the world. Amen. His vision is continuing to expand as God is growing and enlarging his territory. We're so appreciative to be connected to him, as he is the one who God is using to make this possible, to get the word and gospel out to you. Hey, look, I want to go into the word, and I want to thank you and all the listeners and supporters for joining. And we got new supporters that will be joining us soon, people that's going to endorse this ministry, that's going to sow into this ministry, that's going to be a part of the vision that God has given the Labor for Soul Harvest Ministry. And myself, I'm just a vessel of labor. That's all I am. I am so appreciative to be able to preach this gospel. It is a privilege to be able to preach for such a great boss. Jehovah Jireh is the greatest boss you could ever work for. And I'm just glad that he chose me to be an employee, a son of his kingdom. Not just a son employee, but even a friend. Amen. So we're so appreciative. I want you to text somebody, Facebook somebody, email somebody, Twitter somebody, tell them that the Prophet Dale and the Lady from Soul Harvest Ministry on the air. We have a word from the Lord. We're getting ready to eat from the word of the Lord. Let's break bread right now in fellowship and go into the word of the Lord together on this afternoon. Amen. I want you to go with me to Ephesians 3:20, and we're going to start there, and we're going to go into the word of the Lord on this afternoon. Ephesians 3:20, a very powerful text. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. Get your Bible and share the word with me. Let's break bread on this afternoon. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask to think according to the power that is at work within us." Amen. I want to share something with you on this afternoon, because many of you have been praying about things. You've been believing God for some things in your life. And I also want to include in that scripture, Philippians 1:6, the perfect work that he has began, he is able to complete it. And God told me to tell you, for those of you that have suffered and gone through many tough trials and tribulations in your life, according to this text, who is able to do immeasurably. He just told me to tell his people just like this, said, tell my people, those that are sensitive to the Spirit of God and hear the word of the Lord this afternoon through the Spirit, he's going to bless you without beyond measure. He's going to bless you. He's about to bless you beyond measure. He's about to bless you beyond measure. Now, when you look at Ephesians 3:20, that word immeasurable in that text means without boundaries, without limits. It can't be calculated. You can't figure it out. You're not going to understand it. You have no idea how large it is. It's your mind perimeters can't limit God. Your family history can't limit God. Your education will be able to limit God. Amen. Your ability to see past where you are is not going to limit God. God said, "I'm getting ready to bless somebody beyond measure." There's no cap to it. Amen. You're getting ready to come out of, be blessed out of the box in your life. And I am here on this afternoon to encourage somebody, sit still and watch God take over the circumstances in your life and bless you beyond anything you could have dreamed that was going to take place in your life. Ephesians said, now to him who is able to do immeasurably. God said, where you've been had limits, I'm about to take over and show you that what you've been dreaming, I can do greater. God getting ready to take over somebody's dream. He's getting ready to take over somebody's vision. He's getting ready to somebody's, amen, somebody's debt. He's getting ready to take over somebody's marriage issues, somebody's marriage problems, somebody's circumstances, somebody's financial, amen, inconvenience that you've been going through. If you're a Christian and you've been going through financially, it ain't number of financial inconvenience. You're not broke. Amen. You're not a bum. You're not poor. No. It's financial inconvenience. That's all you've been having. And God wants me to tell you on this afternoon that he is able to do beyond what you've been asking and dreaming. The truth of the matter, God is finna take what you've been praying, and he's finna answer it according to his mind and not yours. He's finna produce it according to his ability and not your ability. Ephesians is sharing with us, he said he's going to do more than we can ask or imagine. Have you been asking God for anything? Have you been imagining and believing for some things that just seem too impossible, seem too big, seem too expensive, seem like it, you have no you don't have the ability to handle that kind of budget, you don't have the ability to handle that kind of mansion, you don't have the ability to handle that kind of income? But God told me to tell you, whatever you've been going through that's been trying to limit you, he's getting ready to break you out the limits. He said, I'm going to take over that dream. I'm going to take over that vision. I'm going to answer that prayer. But when I do it, I'm not going to do it according to your power, but I'm going to do it according to the power that I put in you, that's been working in you, and that's finna get ready to rise up for you and work, amen, your vision. Amen. I'm finna work your vision through the power that I put in you. I'm finna work your dream through the power I put in you, because remember now, the one that I...
All right, we just had a drop out on the line. His phone dropped out, so we're going to get him to call right back. Hallelujah. We're getting him to call right back. He should be joining the line shortly. My God, what a powerful message. Here he goes. Here he is.
That's how important you are, that the enemy cut off the line to keep you from getting this word from God. He didn't stop the flow. He just let us know that the flow is a green light to go. And God is telling somebody on this line on this afternoon that he's going to bless you beyond measure. The Holy Spirit inside of you is limitless. He has no boundaries. He has no restrictions. He has no limitations. He is not bound by the world system. He's not bound by the economy. He's not bound by your genealogy. He's not bound by your daddy's failures, your mama failures, the failures of things that you've done in your whole life. He is limited. He is not bound by any human effort. He is the supernatural power of God that's working in you continuously, even when you don't even know he's around. He's working. Amen. That he is already fulfilling, he has already fulfilled everything that you are coming into. He has been spending time working on internal.
We keep experiencing a dropout right now. I'm telling you what such a powerful message from the man of God. This dropout is definitely we overcome it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we overcome that dropout. Any spirits, any dark spirits trying to inhibit this word from the man of God, We call it right now to stop in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophet, you're going to probably have to call right back. And there's something that happened and your call is dropping out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This dropout will stop. This message will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. This message will go forth to the people. We thank you, Lord, for it. We bless you, Lord, for it. Here we go.
Hello.
There we go.
All right. God. Hey, I want you to be encouraged. Don't you see how excited that I am on this afternoon? You need to get excited. If the devil going through that much trouble trying to keep the word of the Lord from coming into your hands, into your life, into your situation, I'm telling you, God's going to bless you without limit. He's getting ready to blow your mind, and the enemy can't stop it. That's why he's trying to drop it. We'll drop them calls and drop this power cell, whatever it is, that keep on trying to conflict this call. The devil is afraid of what God is getting ready to do for you. Why? Because you about to make him look bad. He's been talking about you. He's been saying what you ain't going to be. He's been saying what you ain't going to succeed. He's been saying God ain't going to meet your needs. He's been saying, amen, that you're going to be down, you're going to be out, you're never going to be nothing and nobody. And all of a sudden, the God that you love has sent the word from heaven, and he has, amen, sent it with power to inform you that I'm finna bless you. Your blessing has no boundaries. I'm finna bless you beyond limits. I'm finna bless you beyond calculation. I'm telling you, amen, God is getting ready to establish something so great in your life that the enemy is afraid of what God has already predestined, preordained to happen in your life. And he's sending his word today, to assure you that he's getting ready to bring this thing to pass for you. I understand what your past look like. I know what you've gone through. I know all the hardships you have, but God said you're finna get blessed beyond measures. You're finna get blessed beyond limits. You're finna get blessed beyond boundaries. People are going to see you in a few days, and they're not going to even be able to believe the way God has blessed your life. You don't know which way it's coming. Why? It can't be calculated. Amen. Let me tell you something. God will bless you beyond limits. Ask Abraham. Abraham talks about that in Genesis, the 15th chapter, 5th verse. When God told him, Abraham, I'm finna bless you. He said, I'm going to bless you so crazy that if you can count the sand, so to see, then, hey, you will know how great I'm going to bless you. And he knew that was a limitless blessing. Abraham couldn't count the sand of the sea. If you can count them, I sure appreciate you coming. And you know, if you got that accountability, boy, that would be amazing. But you can't count the sand of the sea. I can't count the sand of the sea. Abraham couldn't count the sand of the sea. God said, I'm telling you, I'm finna bless you beyond your limits. I'm finna bless you beyond your boundaries. I'm finna bless you, amen, in such an amazing way. And that's why the enemy showed up today. If the enemy is this afraid of you getting the message, don't you know how afraid and intimidated he is of you getting the blessing? Glory to God. God said unto him that is able to do, God said, I don't care what you haven't been able to do, I'm able to do. I don't care what you haven't been able to produce, I'm able to produce it. I don't care what you haven't been able to fulfill, I'm able to fulfill it through you, because the greater one that lives inside of you, he can't be stopped, he can't be limited, he's working at all times in your life. He's working in the bad time, he's working in the sad time, he's working in the mad time, he's working in the glad time. Amen. He's working in all seasons of your life. He said, I never stop working, because what I got for you and the vision and the plan and the blessing I got for you are so amazing that even when you were going through the toughest time in your life, I still was working on your behalf. And he said, I'm getting ready to bless you, my son and my daughter. I'm telling you, I'm going to do things beyond. It's going to be bigger than anything you ask. So don't get caught up in, hey, man, whatever you've been believing God for. God said, hey, the Holy Spirit in you is only limited if you don't believe. The only limitation that limits the power of God in your life is your lack of faith to believe that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask to see. He said, unless you don't believe, then you can't receive. He said, you know the word of the Lord said, if you believe, if I'm a righteous man, and I'm righteous because of the blood of Christ. I'm righteous because of God. God working his righteousness through me. And any righteousness that any Christian have is the righteousness of God working through me. So I'm a righteous man. You're a righteous woman. We righteous sons and daughters. He said, if you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, you'll get a righteous man reward. And right now I'm giving you a word. And the Holy Spirit flowing his righteousness through me to get this word to you, to tell you I'm finna bless you without limit. I'm finna bless you without limits. I don't care if you can't see how you're gonna pay for it. I don't care if you don't see how you can produce it. I don't care if you don't even see where it's coming from. That's not your concern in this season. In this season, God is getting ready to do mind-blowing acts. Amen. Moses couldn't see how they were gonna get across the Red Sea, but God said, "Stretch out your rod." God is finna cause you to stretch in this season. And you finna do things you never thought you would do. You finna take on tasks you never thought you could take. You finna hire more people you thought you would hire. You finna open more business you ever thought you would open. Your dream is so much bigger than what you've been asking and thinking. Some of us been in a place of comfort just asking for enough just to get by. God said the getting by season still keep you in the box. It keeps you limited. It keeps you living beneath your privilege. And God said, I'm finna break you out the box so you can live a limitless life. I'm talking about you're going to be able to go where you want to go. You're going to be able to do what you need to do to fulfill God's plan in your life because the greater one in you has been working on what's sin to work for you. See, some stuff ain't been working, but the Holy Spirit been working. I know that sounds like conflict of interest, but God said some stuff that has not been working didn't stop the Holy Ghost from working. God been working on your internally. And on you internally, and man, you don't know how much you've grown. You don't know how much you've produced. You don't know how much you've matured. You don't know how much you've increased in wisdom and knowledge. You don't know how much responsibility he is about to trust you with that you never would have imagined. The perfect work that he began, even when you were messing up and your life wasn't perfect and everything may not seem perfect now, God called you perfect while you were operating in imperfect season. While you were messed up, he said you're still perfect. While you couldn't even believe, he said, you're still perfect. While you were just like some of us, just like Gideon, God was calling us great, mighty, and amazing when we were somewhere shaking, fearful, and afraid. He said, but no matter about the imperfected season in your life, the baby season, the immature season, I use all that to perfect you into what I have ordained. Amen, in your life, and now I'm about to produce what I called you, amen, in your worst season, I still was calling you perfect. Somebody, God was calling you perfect in the worst times of your life. When you thought you were messing up, he was through with you. You thought your life was over, and some of you feel like that now, that right now. But God said you're perfect. Why? Because whatever I began was perfect, amen, because I invested it, not because you invested it. It had no part to do with you, amen, but anything God do is good no matter what you're going through. Whatever God does is good no matter what condition you're in, no matter what you went through, no matter what happened to you, amen, all the terrible things happened to you from a child, even now to an adult. God said it was good. It was working together for your good. It's going to produce good. It's going to bring good. It's going to turn out good. The devil said you was no good, but you're going to find out that you've been sent to do good because God is good. And I'm telling you today, amen, that the perfect work that he began in you is getting ready to produce a harvest that is going to blow, absolutely blow your mind, your enemy mind, your critic mind, your haters mind. Everybody is going to be blown away because God is about to let the greater one take over the show in your life. And so I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon. I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon. I want you to, amen, amen, continue to, amen, expect great things to happen. It's no longer on you, the limits. God said, take the limits off him because he already have taken the limits off you. Don't let doubt work in your life. Don't let fear work in your life. Do you know fear is kryptonite to God when he want to move in your circumstance? Jesus said, as great as he was, I can't do many miracles where doubt is. My family was doubters, and wherever doubt was, you saw it was kryptonite to Jesus. As powerful as he was, doubt is a kryptonite. And I need you in this season, Amen. Somebody need to just pray right now, Lord, remove all doubt from me. You got to do like the disciples did. Lord, increase our faith. Yeah, you understand. And this season, you got to pray, Lord, increase my faith. Because God's going to start showing you some stuff, reveals some stuff to you that your faith or your abilities may seem like it can't handle it, may seem like it can't believe it. But if you've got to learn how to operate in your most holy faith in this season. This is a season to pray and talk like never before and let that perfect work inside of you begin to produce what God is trying to do inside, amen, in your life. And I want to tell you one more time that God said he's about to bless you without limits. He's about to bless your life, and he's about to take away the boundaries, and he's about to make you do something, see something, enjoy something, produce something, birth something that you never dreamed. All the pain you've been going through is just God been inducing what he got what's in you that you're pregnant with. Amen. All the stuff you've been going through, it's just been inducing you to go ahead and have that baby. He's been producing that in you. He's been producing that in you. That's all he's doing. And he said, amen, Satan been trying to reduce you, but God been trying to induce you. And God said, get ready. I'm finna bless you without limits. Now, you may be on this phone. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to take a couple of minutes and just pray. Lord, just pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I repent. I'm sorry. Come into my life. I want to be saved. I believe that Jesus died and that he rose again and he sat on the right hand of the Father. Come into my life, Jesus. Save me. I repent of my sins and take my life and use it for your will and your glory. I want to be saved. I repent for all my wrong. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, friend, you are saved right now. You are a part of the kingdom. And the message I just preached is ready to produce itself in your world. I know we had a few technicality today, and the enemy tried to interrupt the message. Hey, he's just doing his job. We're going to do ours. This is why we need to stay in one accord with the Spirit, because the enemy never stops being who he is, and don't let him stop being who you've been sent to be. We've been sent to destroy his kingdom, and that's why messages like this gets hell to shaking and trembling, because the devil knows if you ever arrive, the space that he's been had in your life no longer belongs to him. And we are about to take over and take dominion and take territory and take vision and take dreams and take, amen, take possession of everything that God has desired for. Yeah, we've had some setbacks, but the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence is taken by force. And this is a season where God is in a force-taking, amen, he's in a force-taking mindset with his people, saying it's time to take it by force. Why? Because it's yours. See, the only thing you should take is something that's yours, and we've been letting the devil take what that don't take something that don't belong to him. But God says it's time to take what's yours. If you take my keys, I can take them back because they belong to me and that's my vehicle. You take my house keys, I can take them back because that's my house. Anything you take from me, I got the right to take back because it's belonged to me and it has been rightfully given to my possession. And Satan has been taking some things, and God said it's time to take that stuff back. Take it back with force. I mean, when you go to him, don't be walking up to him saying, Miss Layton, can I have my mansion, please? Because I don't have anywhere to live. You go and snatch the keys out of that devil's hands. Snatch the keys out of hell's hand. Snatch your vision out of hell's hand. Snatch your marriage out of hell's hand. Snatch, amen, your vision, your dream out of it. You're in control. It belongs to you. Amen. Satan, take your hands off of it. Snatch back everything you've been believing God for. Snatch it back. Snatch back your health. Snatch back your children. Snatch it back in the name of Jesus. Amen. And once you get that attitude, the devil has to comply. Why? Because the Bible already said if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you can resist the devil. He'll flee. Satan's been waiting for you to give him orders. He's been giving you orders. It's time to give the devil orders and tell him, hey, your season up in my life. Get out. I'm getting ready to get these blessings You have limited me long enough. But in this season, God is about to bless me beyond limit. Man of God, hey man, I know we may have listeners on the line. We have callers on the line that want to share up, want to call in and say anything. Give them opportunity now to do that.
Man of God, no, we have no callers that are on the line that want to mention. We have all listeners on the line, and we are blessed to have about 8 listeners right now on the line. So we just thank God for you that are listening. You may proceed. Passing it back over to you, sir.
Well, I just want to continue to encourage the people of God that you are in one of the greatest seasons of your life. I don't care what's going on in society. I don't care what's going on in the media. I don't care what's going on in your place of employment. I don't care what's going on in your home or in your environment. God is getting ready to bless you beyond limits, which means whatever you've been thinking and imagining and dreaming, expect it to increase to God's side. Expect it to increase beyond your expectations. But what you need to cause this miracle to happen, you got to walk by faith and not by sight in this season like never before. And you'll see this manifestation. Hey, look, I also want to tell you, wanted to be successful in this season that God is getting ready to produce in your life is to stay in a place of prayer. Stay in your secret place. Well, you may be having some trouble praying. I know some of you having trouble getting through. Some of you may be having trouble getting a breakthrough. Hey, why don't you join us on Monday night, myself and Apostle John Caston, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we do our intercessory prayer session every Monday at 7:30, myself and Apostle John Caston, and we are seeing amazing results from God's kingdom. We are seeing amazing results coming to the lives of people. God has been speaking some amazing things to us, and I want you to partake of that. I want you to, amen, join with us and connect with us so we together can get in a place where we can defeat everything hell is throwing at us. Amen. Won't you join us on Monday night for prayer uniting the world? We don't care what race, what religion, what culture, we don't care about none of that. Only thing we care about is getting kingdom results in the lives of God's people. And the Bible said, well, 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst. And I'm telling you, on that prayer line, God shows up and we see the manifestation, testimonies, and miracles. Amen. And we are excited for you to join us every Monday, 7:30 Central Standard Time, myself and Apostle John Cash. And also, the man of God, Pastor Hazen, has a powerful prayer line that comes on every morning at 6 a.m. We do evening shift, but he do morning shift. Man of God, tell him about the morning shift prayer that's been changed this world.
Praise God. Man, we have been seeing many miracles and many people blessed on this 6 a.m. prayer line. And as a matter of fact, as of June 6th, the 6th of June, it'll be 200 days of consistent prayer at 6 a.m. And so we're excited about what God is doing. Make sure you can join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time every morning. Calling the number 605-562-0020. Again, that's 605-562-0020. And the access pin for that prayer line is 835-660-233. Again, 835-660-233. And then press the pound sign and you're in. Thank you very much, Prophet Dale.
And I apologize, too. Our access code is, our number is 605-562-0020. The access code is 707-303-047-POUND. Once again, call 605-562-0020. Access code 707-303-047-POUND. Hey, listen to this here. I want Pastor Head to tell you one more. Telling about his powerful broadcast that he's doing every day. He's playing gospel music. He's playing preaching. He's playing teaching. Share that with a man of God before we get out. I want you to join in and tune in because he's doing an amazing job on his new radio broadcast. Go ahead, man of God. Share with the audience about that, too.
Well, amen. I am the current owner and founder of KBLS Radio Network, and
hallelujah.
We're doing something great and wonderful for the body of Christ. We're talking about preaching gospel and ministering the word of God like never before, like no other media format has ever done it. We are right now in the process of switching over our Blog Talk Radio engagements or our Blog Talk Radio broadcasts over to the WCUW.net website. And so if you can go there right now, we're playing music right now. We have ministry that plays earlier during the day. But tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., I'm bringing it for the young folks. I'm bringing it for those people that like the Christian hip-hop music. I'm telling you, there's a word inside the Christian hip-hop community for you and your life. And I'm telling you, this is the bait that's on the hook. And I'm telling you, God's doing a great job, a great work on that station. So tune in to us at WCUW.net, and you will be blessed and just like we are. So praise God. Thank you, Prophet Dale.
Well, thank you again, listeners, for listening in. Hey, I thank each one of you. I love you so much. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for calling in. Hey, man, just listening, having an ear to listen. Thank you for breaking bread with us and letting the Word of God empower you. Hey, we are just as excited as you. Hey, man, we are appreciative of you. We're thankful for you. And, hey, just remember, hey, that God is about to bless you beyond limits, and a devil in hell can stop it. And just get ready, get excited, because something major and limitless and immeasurably is heading in your direction. This is Prophet Dale Hobson and Labor for Soul Harvest Broadcast telling you, stay encouraged, keep your head up, expect great things to happen. This ain't motivation or talking, this faith talking. And Holy Ghost, amen, getting ready to manifest what he's speaking in your life. And until next week, stay encouraged. Amen. We look forward to seeing you next week as we break bread again in the word of the Lord. God bless you. See you next week.